Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, so remember I mentioned about CRA plans in the last episode. I really want you to do one. So again, we're a couple months into 2022, but I want you to make this your year that you'll do a CRA plan. Remember, it can be one page or 20 or more, but don't overcomplicate it. Again, there's a downloadable PDF that will help you, and it really lists a list of questions that you can ask when you're building this plan to help prompt you for the different aspects. What I want you to do is get a copy of your bank strategic plan, or at least meet with executive management to understand the overarching priorities of the bank, because that's important to reflect. Then you'll want to meet with executive management and really understand how you can incorporate your CRA program into those key strategies of the bank, and you can document that. You'll also want to meet with business units to see what their strategic priorities are so that you can find a way to weave the CRA program to support their core priorities. And then you really want to look at 2 to 3 things you really want to be proud of at the end of the year in terms of your CRA program. That might be creating a new partnership with a CDFI or a referral program. That might be launching a new first-time home buyers program or a down payment assistance program. Whatever that is for you, just put it in your CRA plan and then socialize it so everybody can see what you are all moving towards. So compile all these details that you've gathered within the bank, and then also consider some activities and initiatives outside in your community to integrate into your CRA plan for the year. And again, it could be, you know, a 1 year time frame or an exam period, 2 to 3 years, depending. So whatever it is, just get that pen to paper and document your CRA program. I hope that's helpful, and I hope that you're creating your plans. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.